All right, I need your help on this because I am irritated about what happened to me Saturday night at the Minnesota Aurora soccer match at TCO. And I need to know if I'm right or wrong. I would prefer if you would tell me I'm right. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason. Dan is here. Laura's here. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you've got a short week in front of you with the 4th of July coming up on Friday. So Saturday night, it was 150 degrees. The rain had stopped. And out I went to TCO in Eagan to watch the Minnesota United. It was their final home game, or not Minnesota United, Minnesota Aurora. Is their final home game of the regular season. And my friend, Andrea Yock, runs the team. So part of what we do in life, I call it the friendship tax. You have friends, and every once in a while, what you do is you go support them. And in fact, I ran into Shaletta Brundage, who was also paying a friendship tax of her own. She was there supporting Mary LaHammer's daughter, Bayless Flynn, who was starting as the goalkeeper for Minnesota Aurora. So I went there with my wife, and we had, you know, you get, there's general seating, but there's also assigned seating. So we had tickets. We're in row six, seats. Well, we have four tickets. But Sam decided to work instead of coming. You can't be mad at the kid for working. So, we had 13, 14, 15, 16. So Alyssa and I were sitting in 15, 16. These are bleachers at TCO. Somebody comes up to us and says, excuse me, what seats do you have? And I'm like, what? They were like, are these your seats? And I'm like, I believe so. I believe they are my seats. And then she shows me her tickets and says, well, I have these seats too. They're bleachers. There were open seats all around us. If you had somebody in your seats, would you confront them? 651-461-9226. Because I would not. I would not. I mean, there are seats everywhere. Just take a seat. It's fine. It wasn't a sold-out, jam-packed scenario. That would be different. It wasn't a plush, leather-backed, luxurious seat. Well, by all means, come and confront and kick me out. Can't we just chill? Can't we just chill out and just take a seat? So then in the second half, Dan, we see Shaletta. We're like, oh, let's go sit over by Shaletta and the kids. And so we sit by Shaletta and the kids, and what do you think happens?
Somebody else shows up and says, hey, those are my seats?
Yes! Yeah. Again!
Yeah.
So all six of us, like, doot, 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 slide down. They weren't even that good seats. We were in like the near the goal. So it wasn't like we're at the...
Not your usual courtside spot?
That's right. We weren't on the pitch. We weren't. The seats were fine. I'm not denigrating the seats. Now, was I in the wrong? Sure, I was visiting Shaletta. That was not my seat. The fact that twice... In 45 minutes, someone came up to us and said, are you in the right seat? At a certain point, you're like, are you guys okay? Is everybody doing all right over here? Just sit down. It's a bleacher. Now, have I kicked people out of seats that belonged to me before? Yes. Does that make me a hypocrite? Maybe. Now, Dan, could you guess where the seats were that I kicked? Well, I didn't have the courage to kick them out. I asked
you
an usher.
You get the usher to do it. That's what they're there for.
You could guess which seats I would do that.
That would be the courtside seats for sure.
Correct. Yeah. It was a courtside scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of texts at 651-461-9226.
I told you before the show, when I was a kid, and the Saints were still playing at Midway, they were, you know, independent ball team. Me and some buddies would go over there and we'd buy the cheapest tickets we could find. And then we go try to sit in the grandstand, right? Then we go try to sit in the expensive seats.
Oh, that my childhood, too. That
and
would,
usually,
my parents would sort of, my dad was the king of the buy the cheap seat and try to move down.
Well, see, that's where I got in trouble. So when me and the buddies would do it, we got away with it every time and it was no big deal. And, you know, there was usually open areas where you could find a spot. It was, you know, it's fine. And then I took my folks over to go see a game one point and we got kicked out. That's the time I get caught and kicked out. And we're walking away, and my folks are to where we actually had bought tickets. And they're like, don't ever do that to us.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. If you're not signing up for it, that's
a little bad. Yeah.
Texters. Of course I would confront them, Jason. If I took a different seat and that seat owner came and booted me out of that seat, I would have to find yet a third spot to sit. Pretty soon I'm bouncing all over the stadium. Well, people who arrive late ask me for their seat. Find your seat and sit in it. I mean,
that's kind of my reaction. I mean, for me, the scenario that you're describing.
I do understand that. Because,
yeah, it should be easy to find an open spot because there's open spots.
Which it was. In this scenario, it was easy to find open spots.
And if you pick the wrong spot and then somebody shows up for that spot, now you look like, you know, the jerk taking somebody else's seat when you're just trying to find a spot. Did you ever figure out, did they double print tickets? What are they doing here?
So what I suspect happened is because I don't know, because I had four seats and I only needed two, I did tell my friend that she could take two seats back.
Oh.
But they were still in my app, so I don't know what happened. It didn't matter. I just moved to another seat.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Because I'm...
Here we go.
Chill.
Here we go.
I'm not as tightly wound as some of you guys who are like, get in your seat. I do think that the over-usherification of Twins games in particular is, it makes me sad. Because I do think it is fun when you're a teenager to try to get a better seat. And I think... Yes, if you're in someone's seat and then they show up, you should get kicked out. And I think I would like to see kids trying to get a better seat. I think that is a rite of passage. I think it's nice and there's no harm. What's the harm?
Well, the harm is if you have...
You used to do this.
Right. And now it's like...
Now you're an old crotchety man.
Now I'm an old crotchety guy. If you have a season ticket holder sitting in the same seat that paid $50 for... the same seat that this kid paid $5 for, the season ticket holder, who you should value as an organization, has every right to be upset about that.
I think people get their undies in a bunch way too much about fairness. How does it harm you? If it was worth $50, it's still worth $50. It doesn't matter what the person next to you is doing. I think it's no good. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Woody in Burnsville. Woody, thanks for listening. Would you what do you think?
I have all of you guys beat. I had some friends that worked at the Metrodome, and during the monster trucks, we could go into the monster trucks. They get us in for free. We had to find seats, so I would naturally just go sit in the press box.
Right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And they never said anything, right?
No, nobody said anything. We just goes up, sit in the press box. It was a great place to view because you had the TV cameras and the whole works sitting right there, air conditioned.
That's pretty good.
It was quiet.
Woody, I like it. Thank you, Woody. It's pretty good. Now, these days, I'm sure there's somebody at the press. You know, I mean, everything's just so. Where's the fun anymore? Where's the fun? Everybody's got. And everybody with an employee ID is like, you know, captain of the police force. You know what I mean? It's like, now this is my time to shine. Steve's in Wayzata. Steve, thanks for calling CCO. What would you do in this scenario?
Well, is this the world according to Jason?
Yeah, clearly. That's what this whole show is, Steve. Exactly that.
Why don't you just go to the very top last row and just sit there by yourself?
With all my friends. That's probably what I should have done.
Well, you only need a couple of seats, don't you?
There were just two of us. I mean, everywhere I seemed to choose on Saturday night was somebody else's seat. I mean, I wasn't trying to get in the first row or anything. I was back in row 6 or row 7, trying to mind my business, visiting with Shaletta. I mean, and even Shaletta was being behaved. So that was an unusual moment.
So where's your next rule-breaking deal going down?
You know what? Look out at the Taste of Minnesota coming this
weekend. Running with scissors.
Yeah, right. I'm not afraid of nothing. Running with scissors, sitting in people's seats that aren't mine.
Maybe, you just don't care.
I don't care. You're right. Steve has identified really a character flaw in me that I didn't know was there, but I can't deny it now.
Well, have a good day, rule breaker.
Man, when you've upset Wayzata for breaking the rules, you've really lost me.
That's a rule following town, Wayzata.
Oh, for sure. Lots of good text. Well, you know, it's a what would you do scenario. Somebody's in your seats. Maybe it's a different deal if you're at a Vikings game or if you're at a Timberwolves game that's sold out or a Lynx game than it would be at a Minnesota Aurora pre-professional women's soccer match, but maybe not. 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute. All right, so let me reset up the scenario. I'm at a Minnesota Aurora soccer match. All the seats are bleachers. There are numbers on the bleachers. So I was in an assigned seat. In the first half, I was sitting in the seat I was assigned to. But someone else thought they had the same seat. I didn't have my reading glasses on. I'm an old man, people. I can't tell. I took her word for it. There were open seats around me, behind me. If I had assigned seats, someone was in my seat, I would just take an open seat, call it a day, not worry about it, have a good time. Now, in the second half, I was in somebody's seat, visiting with Shaletta. Texters are ranging from, you're the one acting privileged, stop being a jerk, to totally agree with you, Jason, people need to relax, go find a seat nearby. Let's go to Tom in Minneapolis. Tom, I understand where everybody's coming from here. What's your perspective?
Well, I happen to work as an usher at a major sports stadium. And the more you move, the more problems you create for the ushers. And if that's happened 3 or 4 times in the course of a day, they come at you with an attitude. Yeah. When you're in my section, you're sitting in your seat until at least the fifth, at least until halfway through the game. I think it's rude and inconsiderate of other people. You're sitting there having your fried chicken or your Coke or whatever it is. You leave the trash in. So the people don't even get a fresh seat when they sit down. They've got trash all around them.
Yeah. Is this a season ticket type area that you're in?
It's both.
Yeah.
There are some season tickets.
Yeah, I understand that, right? Like, now, do you let... So here's the sort of sadness that I have, because Dan and I were talking about those young... When we were young, it... To me, feels like there was more of a loose attitude about this stuff, that like if there was an open seat, go sit in it, and if you can sneak in there and get away with it. Do you let that happen, like maybe after the 7th inning, for example, and just, you know?
Well, after the 7th inning, they open the doors, and so nobody pays anything. But if you pay $5 for one of those general admission tickets, why should you be sitting in my seat down by the dugout? Because I have season tickets also.
Sure.
Why should you be sitting? You pay $5 to see the Yankees, and I pay $124.
I mean, if the seat's open, who cares?
I do.
Why?
Because I'm pissed off. Because I'm mad that somebody is walking up and sitting to watch the game at the same kind of seat I have. I don't in the 7th inning, But I don't want people to get in for nothing, because the Twins are trying to make money too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Tom, thank you. I get it. No one should take it out on the ushers, for sure. Ushers are just kind of doing their thing.
I mean, we've all seen ushers that get a little, and I'm not accusing anybody in specific, but there are some, you know what I'm talking about. There's some that get a little haughty about it and a little power trippish about it. But that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Usually the ushers are just trying to do their job and keep people safe and keep people happy and have a good time. So, don't take it out on the usher. They're just
now, they don't really open the doors after the seventh inning, do you?
I think so, yeah.
Really? You can just come in? A texter is saying, no, I had to buy a ticket after the seventh inning before. I don't know. Is that a thing?
Well,
like,
think
that
about
sounds
it,
amazing.
You can just walk out. You know, the doors are wide open. And, I mean, there's ushers milling around, but I don't think they really...
Jason, what if someone was in your cozy booth at the Four Seasons? I know you wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just moved. Like, also, again, to reset, I was in my seat. I had a ticket for the seat.
In the first half.
In the first half. Yeah. And then in the second
half. It's the second half.
The first half, it just was a chuckle moment that I was kicked out. And it was like, well, sure, you can have these seats. I will now slide two seats down. It doesn't matter. I'm on a bleacher. I'm in section 103. It was fine. It was fine. If you sat any, there were, you know, it wasn't the center field, midfield. It wasn't that. Why are you putting people down for doing the right thing? Take your own seat and stay there. So, I will say that I do think this attitude that because you paid for your seat, that you don't want someone sitting in an empty seat next to you.
That paid far less than you did.
That paid less than you.
It's a very Minnesota thing.
Too bad. Like, when you get on a plane, do you ask the person next to you, like, hey, how much you pay for this seat? Like, maybe somebody got a good deal. Maybe somebody got it for free. What's the difference? Does this affect your enjoyment of the game, of your seat? You paid for your seat. Enjoy.
Well, clearly it does.
Yeah.
Clearly it does.
That's true. Surprising nobody made this political. Typical MAGA move, Jason. The rule of law doesn't matter to Jason. Or typical Biden move, Jason. Doesn't even know where he's supposed to sit.
I hate it when they're doing a better show at home.
Another texter for the second half of the Aurora game. I was in 102. Were you the guy calling all that?
Hullabaloo?
No. Maybe. Maybe I was. I mean, there's a decent...
I don't know. If you're sitting with Shaletta and I got a bet on who's causing a ruckus, it's not going to be you.
Shaletta was very well behaved. I think the heat like had her a little, you know... little calm down. Remember when you came to the Champions Club and charmed the usher into letting you come down? I was that usher.
That's so good.
You guys are just all... I don't know. What could you do? 3:31.
Truth hurts.
Yeah. What can I say? What can I say? very, very funny. Thank you all. You know... 90% of people get the bit. Wonderful work. Very good. Text line, top-notch work. In a minute, new name for the X. We've been wondering, who's it going to be? It turns out it is Grand Casino. So are you going to call it Grand Casino Arena, or are you going to still call it the X? And are you doing it intentionally, or is it just because it's hard to remember the switch? We will talk about that. And we'll talk with the CEO of Grand Casino. Why'd they spend so much money? Multi-million dollars per year for 14 years. What is the game here? We'll talk with the CEO in just a minute on Drive Time.